We head to Missouri. That's where former FFA advisor Bob Parsons catches up with members of the Salem FFA chapter as part of his regular program on KSMO Radio.
I like to start off each of you introducing yourself so folks out there have an idea of who I'm hearing from.
My name's Hayden Wilson. I'm a senior at Salem High School.
I'm Nick Holliday, and I'm a senior at Salem High School.
All right, my name's Cole Elliott, and I'm also a senior at Salem High School.
My name's Dawson Conway. I'm a junior at Salem.
My name's Nathan. I am a junior, and that's about it.
I'm Trinity Lewis, and I am a sophomore at Salem High School.
My name's Mallory Dittman. I'm a junior at Salem High School.
One of the things that is good to start with is to get you an opportunity to talk about your favorite FFA activity and tell why it's your favorite.
My favorite FFA activity that I've done so far would be the trap shooting contest we went to. We had a couple practices out at the Cardi's old trap shooting range, and it's just fun to get a bunch of kids around and hang out and shoot trap and just have a good time.
I think my favorite activity is probably National Convention because I went my sophomore and junior year. I didn't get to go this year because I was attempting to play football. National Convention is so great because, I mean, you just meet so many new people around the country and you get to collaborate on how they run their chapters and how you run your own chapter. And it's just, it makes chapters run more efficiently all over the world, and we meet so many new people.
All right, my favorite activity is kind of different, and you wouldn't guess by looking at me, but I like to dance, and I like those barn-warming dances. It's really fun. You get to enjoy yourself a little bit after a long, hard week of school or 2 days of school since it's snow days. But
I'd say my favorite activity that I've done in FFA would probably be the 4-H and FFA Expo because, I mean, it's a good experience to raise a steer and just pretty much the experience of growing with it, you know, and be able to break it and halter break it and be able to show it and then sell it at market.
I really like beef days. Always enjoy going to beef days. I think I've gone every year now. We get to learn new things, teach the younger kids about animals, and I always help Tracy Strange teach them about ATV and UTV safety. I always enjoy that.
The ice cream social, I guess just because we get to eat ice cream and kind of hang out.
I agree with Nick. My favorite activity is definitely the expo. Just being able to show my hog and like see other people work with their animals, just and seeing the community come together.
What have you found most difficult during your ag education and FFA career?
Record books. It's just something that it's always there, and like you don't want to do it, but you have to do it at the same time, or you'll fail the class. And you have to have it up to a certain level. You can't just baseline it the whole way through. So that's probably the most difficult thing.
Yeah. What I found difficult first was interviews. Like going in there, interviewing for stuff was pretty difficult at first. You've never been in the situation before until now. And so, I mean, you go in there and you don't really know what to expect. They ask a lot of like questions, and, you know, you got to be really formal and you got to know your stuff and speak clear. So you never really been put in the situation. So it's good to like go in there and do it. But it's hard at first because you've never done it before. So you just don't know what to expect.
I'd say the hardest part for me was coming in as a freshman and kind of getting out there because I was kind of a shyer freshman. And the FFA done a good job. They kind of welcome you with open arms, and they kind of make you feel right at home. They're basically your family away from your real family. And I'd say just getting out there and collabing with new people was definitely the hardest thing for me.
Okay. Why did you enroll in ag education?
I decided to enroll in ag education because my cousins were in it. So just seeing what they did with, like, did in ag and did in FFA, I just thought that was so cool, and I wanted to have a part of that also.
I joined because I knew a lot of my friends were going to do it, and I noticed it's such a big part of high school, and I didn't want to miss out on something that was really, I don't know, just something that everyone else was doing, so I thought I'd join that. And also, my grandpa always nagged at me. He wanted me to do it because he was in it in high school, and it always sounded fun. I love learning new things and working with my hands, so that's why.
When I was younger, my oldest brother was in it, and so I went to a couple of things with him that was public stuff, and I thought it was really neat. But the main reason was because, like, I didn't grow up on a farm with animals or anything, just had a couple dogs maybe, but for the most part, I was intrigued by what happened, where our food came from, like, how it all happened, and so I took it to really learn just how it all came about and what all there was to farming, because it's always been something very interesting to me since I've never been able to do it. I always nag my parents to buy a farm, but they won't do it.
All right, so I'm going to say my sister was in FFA, and that's how I heard about it. She got her state degree and her American degree. So it's kind of a competition thing. No, I'm just kidding. But when I got into high school, I knew I wasn't going to be big sports star, super athletic. I knew I wasn't going to be in any like science club or math club. So I need somewhere to fit in. And it's a unique experience because the people around you, you work together, you study together, you do all kinds of stuff, and it kind of becomes a sort of family that you wouldn't have had, and it's good.
Coming out of eighth grade into high school, I kind of always knew I was going to be an ag because, you know, I grew up on a farm, and both my parents stayed on it because neither of them took ag in high school, and they say that's one of their biggest regrets, and my brother ended up taking it before me, and so I ended up taking it, and they always said that it teaches you more than just agriculture. And I mean, ag teaches about record keeping, communication skills, life skills. It teaches about everything. And I think it's one of the best things that I've probably ever done in decision making. So
for me, it was a little different because I came from my freshman and sophomore year, I was at my old high school in Georgia. We didn't really have agriculture classes or FFA. So coming here is a new experience, but I've always had a passion for farming. And I mean, as long as I remembered my grandparents, they've always had a cattle operation, and I mean, I've always been passionate in that kind of, that aspect of things. So for me, it was just a lot of my friends were already in it, so I decided I'd join in.
What do you plan to do future-wise?
Thinking about going to college and getting a fish and wildlife management degree and maybe pursuing something in that area.
I've always wanted to do heavy equipment operating. Always thought that'd be really interesting. It's not a office job. You get to be outdoors and, I don't know, get to move some heavy equipment around. Always reminded me of playing with RC cars when I was younger. So
for me, I plan on getting a four-year degree, a bachelor's degree in something in the agriculture field, and then going to appraising school. And then while I am doing appraising, I plan on running my own farm.
After I graduate, I'm going to go up to a college in Illinois with a good friend of mine, and we're going to have to learn how to be a John Deere mechanic, so we're going to be able to tear apart tractors and machinery and all that.
I got accepted to College of the Ozarks, so I'm pretty excited about that. That's where I'm going.
I'm not going to college for anything agriculture related, but agriculture will always be something that I keep in my heart. I want to go to college to be an international business. Business has just been something that I've always find interesting, and I think I'll always have a spot.
So far, I want to go to school and get an associate's for physical therapy assistance. I'm going to go and get my bachelor's for physical therapy.
All right, great. These guys have done a great job. All right.